still got some earnings to talk about, Brian.
Yeah,
as if that
just
wasn't enough.
To stop.
Let's start with one of your perennial favorites, Macy's. I think they're taking your advice, Saz. They're not going to spin off their e-commerce operations. You had questioned the logic of that move, which is something that an activist investor had been pushing for. And Macy's sort of has a little breathing room here, it looks like, because the company came out with numbers that beat estimates. Comp sales coming out better than estimated from analysts, revenue beating, adjusted earnings per share beating. The company's forecast for the full year, it's looking for at least earnings per share of $4.13. Analysts had been looking for $3.98. And the company's sales forecast for the full year is also ahead of estimates, Saz.
Hey, Julie, be right back. I'm going to go take my victory lap around my kitchen. Hold on. Rich, hang with me. No, of course. Macy's not going to spin off its e-commerce operations. This has been the hottest thing in retail really over the past year and a half. You have these financial wizards here plugging different scenarios into their Excel spreadsheets, and they present to the various retail boards that maybe they should be spinning off their e-commerce business. It makes no sense. On paper, of course, it does, but these businesses make a lot of sense to keep internally. And I think Macy's came out here today, well thought out decision. I've been critical of Macy's, but this was a very well thought out decision by them. There's a lot of costs associated with potentially spinning off an e-commerce operation, and costs you can't even measure, potentially missed packages to people's homes here. So Macy's board is a very strong board. It does make sense that they're keeping this business in-house. What is interesting too, Julie, is just the quarter out of Macy's here. You have Macy's same-store sales up 6.1% versus the fourth quarter of 2019. That is pretty good. Bloomingdale's up 13% versus the fourth quarter of 2019. That is good. They also came out here, reinstated their dividend, about 15 cents. Now, it's not the same level as it was when Macy's was paying about a 38-cent dividend in March 2020. That is when they cut it, really when the pandemic was raging on. And by and large, it was a pretty decent quarter for Macy's. Now, the real question is, you know, what does this business look like later this year as they start to cycle some of these tough sales comparisons, when everybody's been stocking up or restocking up on their clothing because they haven't bought anything during the pandemic. So that would be much more interesting to talk about.
Yeah, and just a couple of other notes here. In addition to that dividend raise, the company also has a new share buyback authorization of $2 billion worth. So returning cash to shareholders in a couple of different ways there. And one more thing that stood out to me, that's the gross margin last quarter, Saz, 36.5%, which is an improvement year over year of almost 3 basis points. It's also ahead of estimates. So in this environment, as you know, for anything consumer facing, there's been a lot of focus on margins, and the fact that they delivered in that department, I think, is also pretty key.
Yeah, I know the margins were down 30 basis points versus 2019, which of course makes sense, various lines of inflation in there. But this is a company that's cut a lot of costs, Julie, and I would say this is the first quarter, really, all those cost cuts, those hundreds of store closures over the past 3 or 4 years really started to show up on Macy's financial statements. But again, if you're listening to this Macy's earnings call this morning here, you really want to watch out to see if they've seen any resistance, the consumer, to some of these higher prices that Macy's started to push through. Why? Because it's vendors. It's Nike. It's an Under Armour. All their vendors are out there increasing prices right now.
And when you were talking about what's going to happen later this year, that really appears to be the central question for Home Depot, flipping on over to that one, which was also out with its numbers this morning, because it says growth is going to decelerate in 2022. You know, I guess the party couldn't last forever when it came to people spending to improve their homes. Home Depot has been a prime beneficiary of this. Comp store sales last quarter, 8.1% increase, which is a pretty hefty one and came in a lot better than estimates. You can see revenue, adjusted earnings per share also beating estimates. Here, Home Depot said it was, or the implication is it was benefiting from higher prices because customer transactions, the number of transactions fell by 3.4%, but the average ticket went up. So in other words, people are not going as much, but they're spending more when they do go. And that implies that at least higher prices were a part of the picture here. Home Depot is saying for earnings per share this full year, it's going to grow in the low single digit percentage. The increase last year was 30%. So that's a pretty dramatic slowdown.
This market response to these results, Julia, frankly, has put me in a bad mood. It's dumb. It's a dumb market response. This is a very good quarter from Home Depot. They put up an 8.1 from a very well-run retailer, I would say. Let me just add that too as well. 8.1% same-store sales increase. Last year at this time, they put up a 24.5% increase as people were locked in their homes or investing in their homes. But still, to put though that type of sales increase against on top of a very, very strong result last year is very impressive. And their operating profit margins were up about 75, 80 basis points year over year. That is very good in this inflationary environment. And then lastly, too, their inventory up 33% year over year, which tells me they have entered this quarter with momentum into the key spring selling season. Of course, a lot of that inventory reflects higher prices because that merchandise is coming in off of ships at higher prices versus last year. But still, it looks like Home Depot is making a bet this will be a strong spring buying season for his business.
But you're looking back. You got to look forward here. That's what
I am. That's why I'm looking at inventory. I'm looking at inventory. Yeah. That is a good forward-looking indicator. But still, this market response is stupid. Hate it.
Well, the company says their operating margins are going to be flat this year. So that's if you're going by the margin story, that, you know, I know you got your tea leaves, but when the company itself is telling you that things are going to slow down, sounds like the market's listening. That was quite an emotional roller coaster from you, from the victory lap to you being upset about the stock reaction to Home Depot.
You never know what you're going to get. You know what, actually, Julie, I'm going to go out this weekend and I'm going to buy a bag of concrete to support Home Depot. I have a one bedroom co-op, but still I don't need concrete. I'm going to go out there and buy some concrete. I'm going to put it in my living room.
Okay. I don't know what you're going to do with that concrete. I look forward to seeing what kind of home improvement project you can potentially do with that. Fashion yourself a new desk out of concrete, perhaps. Okay. I don't know, but I can't wait to see what that's going to be.